Right, let's take a final look at your sport this morning. Let's start off with some news that just came in from the Springbok camp. Cameron Hanekom has earned his first call-up to Springbok coach Rassie Rasmus's 35-man Springbok squad following the withdrawal of utility back Damian Willemse due to a groin injury. Now, Willemse suffered the injury while scoring a try for the DHL Stormers in the United Rugby Championship last night. Willemse's withdrawal follows that of utility forward Jan Hendrik Wessels earlier this week due to an ankle injury, which resulted in the call-ups of Johan Groblaar and Wilco Loo. Staying with rugby, the Hollywood Sharks earned a convincing 41-24 win in their URC encounter against Munster last night in what was their second win at Kings Park. In the competition this season, the Durban side scored early in the game to grab a bonus point in the first half. John Plumtree's side had a quick start with Apalele Fassie dotting a try within 43 seconds of the match, but conceded late in the second half. Coach Plumtree believes Munster were a side not to be underestimated.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's not ideal, is it? We didn't want to concede at the end, but you know, Munster, you've got to give some credit to the opposition. When they're a few metres out from the try line, they're so ruthless, aren't they? And it's so hard to stop as well. I thought our line-out defence was really good. It was just when they started their pick-and-go games. Done properly, it's pretty hard to stop.
A late converted try from Springbok hooker Akka van Merwe helped the Vodacom Bulls to clinch a narrow 17-15 win over Benetton. The Bulls maintain their second place on the URC log. The Emirates Lions, fourth on the points log, went down to log leaders Leinster 24-6. The DHL Stormers could not capitalise on their home ground advantage and went down 28 to the defending champions Glasgow Warriors. And then ending off with some F1, Ferrari's Carlos Sainz will start today's F1 Mexico Grand Prix from pole position. He went quickest in the final qualifying to leave championship leader Max Verstappen second on the starting grid. Verstappen's title rival Lando Norris will go from third. That's all from me. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.